It's not entirely clear how the retail industry performed during the holidays, and it won't be until more sales figures are available for the final days of 2001. As of last week, there was an estimated increase of about 2% in revenues compared to a year ago. That number was better than expected, but retailers didn't wait until after Christmas to slash prices, so their profit margins were lower than usual. Stuart Cohen is principal of the Ozair Group. Good morning.
Good morning.
Any idea how retailers have done since the middle of last week when the last figures were released?
I think business has been reasonably strong this week. I think that retailers took further markdowns and their promotional activity fulfilled consumer expectations of what was going to happen to prices and selection after the holidays was over.
People have been anticipating a tough holiday season, especially since the September 11th attacks. Was there anything retailers might have done differently?
Well, I think that September 11th only accelerated something that was already occurring in the retail business. I think that the biggest challenge for retailers today in our fast-moving world is they have to learn how to manage obsolescence better. Obsolescence can be in terms of inventory, it can be in terms of locations, it can be in terms of concepts. And they are required by the good retailers and the strong retailers to be able to make those shifts rather dramatically and rather quickly in order to be able to stay competitive.
Now, some retailers did better than others, right?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I'm sorry. Okay.
Some retailers did better than others over the holidays.
Absolutely. I think that you saw very strong performances from certain segments. I think consumer electronics driven by certain items such as digital cameras did really well. I think some of the nationally known discount chains like Walmart and Target did well. I think there were pockets on the hardline side of the business and that did extremely well. Particularly people in the home furnishings business. I think for the most part, specialty retail and apparel retailers bore the brunt of the most difficult challenges.
Now, what about the after-Christmas sales that usually attract so many shoppers?
I think after-Christmas sales are very strong, and there's lots of it, and I think the consumers are responding accordingly.
What about online sales?
I think online sales did really well. They have a different value proposition. As you know, there's been a tremendous amount of consolidation in that industry, and they have been able to refine their SKU assortments, and they have been able to give the customer what they want in a very convenient format that's easily accessible. They've responded.
Some economists are saying the recession is over. What's your assessment?
I think that it's going to continue to have its ups and downs. I'm not sure. I don't understand how economists anymore define the word recession. I think America is going through a period where there are very well-run, well-capitalized, good businesses, and there are businesses that haven't been able to make the necessary investments and changes in their businesses in order to be able to compete effectively.
Thank you very much. Stuart Cohen is a principal of the Ozair Group.